Welcome, Abundant Babe. I have been waiting for you, and I get the feeling I know you pretty well already. Because like me, you are the visionary, the eternal optimist, the one who embraces all aspects of her divine feminine while being grounded with ambitious and driven energy. You've got big dreams, and you're ready to make it all happen. Well, let me tell you, soul sister, you've come to the right place. The Abundant Babe podcast is designed for goddesses just like you. We will talk about purposeful business, personal growth, mindset, money, manifestation, success, goals, all with a splash of spirituality and a tad of silliness. I know you've got it in you, and now is the time, beautiful. Trust in yourself and take action on what myself and other Abundant Babes share in this sacred space. And believe me, babe, your life will continue to change and expand. I'm your host, Viola Hug, multi-passionate entrepreneur, mentor, and coach. And my purpose is to help visionaries manifest everything they want through alignment, spirituality, and tangible strategy. It is so great to have you here. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. I'm so excited because we have the bougie queen herself today. I've absolutely loved following this incredible woman since we connected. She is so much fun. She's so cool. She makes manifestation and success and all of those things just look so fun and amazing. And I'm sure we're going to have an incredible conversation. From Nebraska, fellow travel queen, I want to welcome Nikayla J.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. So, obviously, I just shared like a little bit, but just such a short snippet. I know that you are like kind of the queen of manifestation, especially for millennials. And I think one of the things that excited me about your story as well is that you did a lot of your kind of business setup and manifestation and everything like while you're still really young. And studying at the same time, was it?
Yeah. I'm still in school. Well, yeah. Not right now. We're done with the semester, but I still have one semester of college left, which is, thank God.
So you're, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. What up?
Yeah. 20 fun.
Yeah. And what do you study at college?
I'm a French major, and then I'm a double minor in fashion and international relations. So travel makes all the sense for me.
Yeah, totally. And so share with us, like, how did you get into that? Have you always been like entrepreneurial or into kind of spirituality and manifestation and stuff? Or how did you end up a college student building this incredible business?
Yeah, it's really funny when I think back to my childhood. I think about like, what did you want to be when you grew up? I always wanted to be a CEO. Like, and so I'm like, okay, this all makes so much sense. My dad was a serial entrepreneur. And so I just like kind of grew up seeing that. And I was like, oh, I want to be the boss. And I'm also a Capricorn. So we're very work hard. Deal with emotions later. And so it's kind of in my nature, but I actually wanted to be the CEO of a fashion company. And that's where like the fashion part comes in. My entire life, I thought I was going to be working in fashion. I literally couldn't see myself doing anything else until I got into the manifestation stuff. And I realized that I didn't want to work in like an industry with all of these rules and like regulations. And so that's why I love being an entrepreneur, because like we make our own hours. I can work from anywhere. I'm moving to Bali next week, like all of that. But I got into, my whole life I was raised Christian. I actually went to like a Christian private school for a couple of years. And I fell off of the religion side of things in high school when there was like a series of unfortunate events basically going on in my life. And I was kind of like, oh, well, if there's this God guy, then why the hell is this happening? And I just kind of didn't resonate with it anymore until I went on a study abroad trip in college that completely changed my life. I was in a really negative space before. I was working like 50-hour weeks before I left for my trip. And I was just over it. I was just over how I was living my life. And so I went in to that trip, which was 5 weeks long in France, with the intention of just like coming back a more positive, happy person. And that's when I learned about personal development. I really started to work on my mindset, and I kind of stumbled upon the manifestation piece after I got home, because I was trying to just surround myself with any positive material I could, any book, any audio, any podcast, any YouTube video. I was just like looking and consuming it all. And somewhere along the lines, I learned about manifestation. I don't even remember who from, but a compilation of several people and downloads, I guess. And here I am.
I love that. And I love that you shared when, like, the whole, when I grow up, I want to be a CEO. For me, it was always like, I think when I was at kindergarten, like I drew a picture of what I wanted to be when I grew up, and it was me of this like princess in a castle. And everyone's like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm a millionaire princess. Like, how's that obvious?
Oh my God.
I'm like, that's not a job. I will show you.
Seriously. And I think it's so funny. It's like, when we do just like these the most outrageous things as entrepreneurs or as children, we're just so in flow that people are like, what the hell? They're like, how are you going to do that? Or how is that going to happen? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Just watch. Like, just keep following me.
Yeah, exactly. Don't believe me. Just watch. Oh, I love that too, though, because, I feel like so often as children, like I don't necessarily think we always have like the exact method. Like I obviously like now I'm just not like millionaire princess isn't the only goal anymore. However, it's like the energy of what that meant for me as a kid. And so often I find like when people are like, what should I do? Or like, what am I meant to do? I'm like, well, what was the energy? Like what excited you about life when you were a child? And there's probably like, so many answers in that.
Oh my God, that's so interesting to think about, because when I think back to being a kid and I think about being a CEO of a fashion company, I think of like super glamorous, like I think of events and just being really social and networking. And I now it makes so much sense because I love to talk. Like I fucking love to talk, which is why I have a podcast. And I love going to events and meeting people. And I'm like, okay, that's exactly that. And I just feel like the energy of a CEO is so assertive and confident and forward thinking. And those are like three things I think of when I think of myself. And so it's just crazy how it ends up manifesting later on in life.
Yeah, exactly. So talking about manifestation again for a quick second, like I feel like there's so many fun things we could talk about. But you said like you weren't sure necessarily where manifestation came into your life, but when did you start seeing that manifestation was like a powerful tool for you? And because I know like you talk about that the super glam life that you live is like a lot to do with your manifestation or your relationship with manifestation. So like when did you start seeing things change? And like, was there like a specific thing or theory around manifestation that really excited you the most?
Yeah. Okay. So many things to say. I started learning about manifestation when I came back. And like I said, I don't know when I stumbled upon it, but I was just reading and learning so much and consuming all the information. So I was also doing all the things, which when you're doing all the things, you're not necessarily following what resonates with you. And so it didn't work for me for quite a while. Well, the intentional manifestations weren't really happening, but I knew in my like soul that it was so powerful. So before I even entirely saw a bunch of manifestations come into my life intentionally, I was blogging about it because I was like, people need to know about this. And it really was changing my life in terms of my mindset, because I was so dedicated to like working through money blocks and working through limiting beliefs and sticking to a daily practice and opening up to receiving more, that it was changing my life even though I wasn't receiving yet. And one moment when I really realized I was like, oh, this shit works, was when I went to Hawaii in October. And this is one of my favorite stories to tell. I went on a mastermind trip and we were staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Maui. And I spent all of my money to go on this trip. Like to get a plane ticket from Nebraska to Hawaii it's not an easy thing to do. It's more expensive. It took me 15 hours to get there, which is just ridiculous. But I spent so much on my plane ticket. We stayed at the Ritz, so I spent all my money on that. It wasn't making a ton of my business at the time. I literally had like $25 in my bank account. Like I was like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent when I get home, you know, all the worries. But I just decided like, okay, this, it has to work. Like I have no other option than to surrender and just let it work. And so I had a great time. I didn't even work while I was there because we were masterminding and planning and all that stuff and experiencing Hawaii. But when I was leaving, I remember paying for the Uber to the airport and being like, this is like the last of my money, and being at the airport, and I was at my gate, and it was time to board the plane, but nobody was boarding. And it was because it was storming outside. They couldn't fill the whole plane because it was going to be too much weight. It was going to be dangerous in the storm. And I bought the cheapest ticket. So I was like group 9 boarding. And so they actually denied me boarding access. And I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I don't have money to like pay for a hotel. I'm going to have to like sleep in this airport. And then I found out the airport closes. And I was like, oh my God, like I have no clue what's going to happen. And finally they rebooked my flight for the next day. So I got an entirely like one more day in Hawaii. They gave me a free room at a 5-star resort, like on the beach, that ended up being right next door to one of my friend's hotels because she decided to stay longer. So then I got to spend time with her. They gave me passes for like the taxi to and from, and they gave me a check for $1,300 as compensation. And I was like, holy shit, this works. And I basically got paid to go to Hawaii in the end, and just because I decided to surrender and just let myself receive because I had no other option. And after that, I was like, all right, let's do this.
Oh my gosh, I love that story. And I feel
it's
like
crazy.
But it's so crazy, like the things that can happen when you are in that space. Like, because I've had so many times as well, like especially when I was kind of going through like my figuring life out space. And yeah. I was like, you know, like I was like, I'd get annoyed when things went wrong. I was just like, poor me. And I was like totally victim about it. And things were just like hard all the time. And I was like annoyed all the time. And then when I actually like reversed that, and I mean, travel, I think it's so classic. Like when you travel a lot, like, those sorts of stories come up a lot, but I've had those things as well, where it's like you get rebooked and you think it's all going to be like bad at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out like you get all these extra things, all these amazing things happen.
Yeah.
So when you
and it ends up being like a super luxury vacay, and you're like, oh, thank God this all got fucked up.
Totally. Yeah, that happened to us, and we had to spend a night in Sydney, Australia once as well, and or it might have been Brisbane, I can't remember where, but it was somewhere, and it was like the same thing. It was like they put us up in this super fancy hotel and give us dinner vouchers and all this stuff, and we're just like living it up like absolute kings, and like, we're like pretty much broke at the time, so it was the best thing ever. So when you say that you like just had to like surrender and be open to receiving, like I know that's a terminology that's used a lot around manifestation and just like being dope af basically, but like what how would you in your words describe that? Like how is that something tangible someone can take away or like understand what that means?
Yeah, I think surrendering is just letting yourself receive. I think of it as like the easiest form of receiving is just like think about when somebody gives you a compliment and you're like, thank you. And you don't like deflect it. You know, there's so many times where people are like, oh, like nice outfit. And you're like, thanks, got it on sale. Like you don't have to say things like that. You can just say thank you and like receive that energy. And so surrendering is really kind of that process of receiving. As a tangible thing, for me, I just decided like I wasn't going to worry about money for the rest of the weekend. I was just going to enjoy myself. Like I was in fucking Hawaii. I was skipping school to go to this trip. So I was like, I'm skipping school. I'm broke and don't know how anything's going to work out, but I'm just going to enjoy it because I'm here, you know? And so for me, it was just like a process of detachment and keeping my mind busy. So like, that's one of my biggest tips. If somebody is like really, really attached to an outcome of something they want to manifest and they're like, oh my gosh, I really want this $1,000 or this new car, and they just can't let go. It's like, okay, well, make yourself busy with other things so you're not thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about the fact that my bank account was probably going to go negative because I was busy like being surrounded with other high vibe people. I was in a high vibe place. We were at the pool. We were drinking. We were working on our businesses and just keeping ourselves busy. And so when you find yourself worrying, like what can you go do? Can you go to the gym? Can you go cook a nice meal? Who can you call your mom? Like, just get yourself busy, and that's just the easiest form of detachment. Distract yourself, basically.
Yeah, that's such good advice. I love it. And so obviously like travel is a really big thing for you. It's a big thing for me. And I love how you talk about that travel actually can help catapult your manifestation success. Can you tell me more about what that means?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's my favorite thing to talk about. So, I was telling you this before we started recording, but travel is my first love. Like it's something I've always, always loved. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, like how do you travel so much? And literally my simple answer is I make it a priority. And I know that like when I travel, I manifest so much. So it's actually more beneficial for me to get the hell out of my house and go somewhere because I'm going to make more money, increase my following, you know, get the things that I actually want. But how travel itself catapults you and your manifestations is because when you travel, well, first of all, there's two things. One, when you travel, nobody knows who the fuck you are. So it doesn't matter. And I think that's the best thing ever because you can really assert yourself in the energy of your next level self is what I would call it. Or some people say higher self or, you know, whatever. You can just be your next level self without judgment. Because at home, we're surrounded by people we know, we're surrounded by our norms and what may be normal in one state might not be normal in a different country. And so you can finally just be the person you want to be when you're away. And that's something that really helped me by studying abroad because I didn't know anybody. I was like, okay, these people don't know me. So I can literally just like make up whoever I want to be. And I want to be this like fun, party, happy, funny girl. And so that's just how I'm going to show up. So that's one of the reasons why it's so easy because you're just in that higher vibe space. And the second thing is you are just in a high vibe zone because you're exploring, you're like learning, you're adventuring, you're in a place you've never been before, or maybe in a place you love that you have been before. And so you're not thinking about all the worries at home. You're just being super high vibe. You're enjoying yourself. You're in that like childlike zone where everything is just open and easy. And that's what makes you a clear channel for receiving.
Yeah, I 100,000,000,000% agree with that as well, because I feel like it goes hand in hand with what I always talk about, with which is what you're doing doesn't even matter as much as who you're being and your energetic standard. And it's like so often when we're trying to like launch a program or we're trying to get more clients or we're trying to like create something, we get so caught up in with what we should do. We're like, oh, should we do another post? Should we like go on live and tell them the modules? And like, you know, we get so obsessed with like what we need to do to like get people in or to manifest the money or whatever else it is that we're manifesting. Then and we forget about who we're actually being in that energy. Whereas if we were to actually flip that and think, okay, well, what am I selling or what am I trying to manifest and what's actually an energetic match for that? Like for me, for example, with launching a program, I always think like, what am I teaching in this program and how can I embody the energy of what I'm teaching to like the absolute maximum so that I am like the leader of leaders in this topic during this time, you know? And then
yeah,
yeah. And then when I'm in that energy, like things just happen. Like during my last launch for my last program, Soulful Business Academy, that launched, like started a couple weeks ago, I was traveling, like I was between Budapest, Vienna, the UK, Halifax, Canada. And I pretty much for like a week and a half to 10 days, I didn't do any work because I was just like traveling. And yeah. I mean, I was still showing up online, but more so just sharing what I was up to, sharing my thoughts. And I was just focusing on like the joy of what it means to have a soulful business, you know, what it means to be in alignment with your path and embodying your message and all of those things. And I was literally just seeing like the PayPal things coming in and it just like, I did
yes.
You know, but honestly, like when I travel and that kind of thing, and it's not just travel, but you can do this when you're at home as well. But I feel like it's so important to remember that when you're in the energy of what it is that you want, that's how you're actually going to become a match for it to come in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly that. And there's two things I want to bring up with mm-hmm. that is like, one, people love seeing the lifestyle stuff. Like people yeah. love seeing travel on Instagram. And if you are an entrepreneur, you're starting up a business, like it's important to show people what you're doing in your free time because they're buying into the lifestyle. They're buying into the transformation. And like, if I can, you know, sit over here and post on Instagram that I'm flying first class with my Louis Vuitton bags going, you know, to wherever the fuck I want to go, like people want that. They're like, oh shit, like give me what she has. I want to learn that. So I think it is really important. It's like, we might not be actively working, but we're still working. And I think that's like an amazing thing about having an online business and doing the kind of work that we do. It's so amazing. Mm-hmm. And then Another thing I wanted to say is with like who you're being, it's so important. I feel like people don't talk about it enough. I feel like there's this craze online right now where everyone's like, no one talks about action, but now everybody's talking about action. And now we're not focusing on like the being side of things. But I was just telling some of my clients earlier today on a call, I'm like, what do you guys value out of life? Once you strip away all of the material things, what do you value? And like, you should be working every day to feel the feelings associated with those values. And every manifestation is going to come as a byproduct of that because you're just living your best life. So the clients, the money, the, you know, whatever you want, it's all going to be attracted to you immediately because you're just living your best life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's like the perfect example that you said before about like when you were traveling, studying abroad and you're like, I want to be this fun party girl. So it's like, what do? You don't just sit in a corner and you're like, hopefully people think I'm funny. You're like, you bath and you like dress the part, you put on your makeup, like, you know, you act as if, and it's not about, I don't believe that it's around faking it till you make it. It's really about just like tuning into what that feels like to you. Like, what does it feel like to be in that energy? And then it's aligning what you have the resources to in your current environment to become an energetic match for that. So yeah,
that's totally awesome. It's energy is energy is energy. And I love that you said that it's just like embodying that and not the fake it till you make it. The fake it till you make it is just like the biggest bullshit. And sometimes people will ask me that and I'm like, yeah. Like that's like the surface level, I guess. But if you're just faking it, you're not actually feeling it. And this whole universe is about feeling. Like you are manifesting any physical thing or any experience so you can feel something. Like I'm going to Bali and I want to feel zen and enlightened and free. Like those are what I'm going for. And if I couldn't go to Bali, I would work on cultivating those feelings now at home anyways. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just love that.
Yeah, me too. And I think that's perfect what you said as well about cultivating those feelings when you're home. Because even with things like travel, like people are like, I just can't travel. Like I can't get the time off work or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, but how about have you traveled through your own hometown? Like, do you notice how like when you go to a new town, you like go to all the places? Like the funniest thing was like I was living in a place called Wellington in New Zealand. And I'd lived there for like 2 years maybe, and a friend came over to visit and she's like, oh, let's go explore Wellington. She's like, what's there to do here? And I'm like, and I like look up, I had to look up what there was to do in the city, and most of the things that I was doing that day with her was my first time doing those things. Versus,
isn't that crazy how it happens?
It's insane. And it's like you actually get to explore your own city. Like if you're a tourist in your city, like what would you do? Like you can go to like cool cafes and you can like do a video of you working at this cool cafe, or you can you know, share even just a walk in your neighborhood. Like all those things as well to the outside world also seem exciting, because you have to remember if you're sharing this stuff on social media, it's not that it's just about that, but that's also a big part of growing a business online, obviously. Then it's like where you are is also like a new destination for a lot of people. So,
I agree. And you can take like staycations too. I do that all the time. Like when I'm really in like the thick of a school semester and maybe I can't skip a week of school, I will just do like a little staycation. I'll like book a hotel for the end of the month and I will make that my motivation almost, is like how I'm going to celebrate like reaching my goals for the month. And I'll be like, okay, like just get down, get to work, and then you can relax and hang out after and like order room service, go to a hotel you've never been to, like order, like get the suite for once in your life instead of the cheapest room, you know, like there's always ways to make it work. And actually another thing is like, I use travel as an example a lot, and I'm sure you do too, since it's a big part of your life as well. But I feel like everybody has their own version of what like travel is to us. Mm-hmm. And I think of it as just like, that is our like high vibe state. It's where like things feel the most natural. For me, I feel the most in flow, and I love airports. A lot of people hate them, but I just love being in airports and I love planes. And it's just like, I don't know, it just makes me feel happy. But for somebody else, that could be like swimming. It could be playing the guitar. It could be, you know, just driving around with your windows down. Whatever is that flow state for you, like I really encourage you to find that one thing that like makes your heart sing. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be travel, and it doesn't have to be expensive either. It can be you walking around your neighborhood, you know. It can be a million different things.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's so like, brings us back to that whole purpose. Because for me, when I first started as an entrepreneur, like I totally had it backwards where, I mean, I was still enjoying myself at the time because I was excited about being an entrepreneur and that whole journey was exciting. But so much of my attitude was like, oh, I'll get to enjoy it one day. Like first I build up the wealth and then I enjoy myself like once I have it. But when I actually started to have success with my business, it was when I learned that, no, it's like you actually, the journey's now, like, and that finally made sense to me because I would hear that all the time, like, enjoy the journey now. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I'd always be like, what does it even mean? Like, I didn't get it. But that's exactly what it means, what you're saying. It's bringing yourself back to like, how can you just like feel good today and do things that you enjoy like every day in your life? Because like you said, like the feelings and the emotions and those sorts of things are kind of like the key foundation to manifestation.
Yeah. And it's crazy with the journey stuff, because that's like a saying we hear all the time. It's like, it's about the journey, not, you know, whatever the end result or whatever the saying is. And I'm the same way. I used to be like, oh yeah. Like whatever, like just give me my like $1 billion now, please. Yeah. But then I realized, I actually had that realization a couple of months ago where I found a process of like journaling that was really working for me. And I was really busting through like limiting beliefs and I was really manifesting things. And I got scared from it because it was working so well. And I was like, oh my God, like what if this works every single time? And then I just like get everything I want and it's really easy. And like, am I going to get bored? And then I ended up making it hard on myself again. Cause I was like, oh, like I need this journey. And then I realized I was like, okay, it is about the journey, but we can make it easy. So it's just such an odd concept. And I feel like we need a new saying for it. I feel like this old saying makes it boring. We need something like sheep. I'll work on that.
Yeah, good idea. Let me know when you find it.
Yes. Yeah, I'll make a cute graphic.
Yeah. What was my point I was going to say on that? I felt like, oh, well, it's gone. Whatever. It will come back if it's meant to. But the other thing that I just like really feel like I need to ask you as well, because I'm sure there's people listening right now that may be in a situation where they work a full-time job or they're studying as well, or they're young or whatever the heck they're telling themselves, or they're too old or, you know, whatever people tell themselves. But I feel like there's like, you know, there's a lot of excuses you could have used to not do what you're doing. Like so many people are like, when I finish university, or like when I have more authority because I'm older, which we know is complete BS. But, you know, like, what was your feeling around like managing that? Like, how do you move through that kind of perceived limitation that a lot of people have in your own life? Like, was it ever anything that crossed your mind, or was it kind of just like, no, I'm not buying into that excuse?
Yeah, it's been a back and forth journey. And I think that's how everything is in life, honestly. Mm-hmm. But because like school is no joke. I do school full time. And like, I really officially launched my business in August. So I don't even know how many months it's been, almost 10, I guess. Wow. Mm-hmm. But I was blogging before, and that's kind of what like carried me into the business side. And when I was blogging, I was taking like credit hours that were like 18 credit hours where I'd be so crazy busy. And I was also working on campus and I was trying to be involved and just doing all the things. And I was like, now I'm going to launch this blog, and I'm still traveling, and everybody thought I was crazy. And I would get really, really overwhelmed at times. And I remember one of my best friends saying, why don't you just wait until you graduate and then like try again? And I was like, I remember being dumbfounded, like just being like, what? Like, why would I ever pause something I'm passionate about? And for me, it really made it click that like, why would I wait 2 years to do something that I love? And that's a really big motivator for me. It's like, I love what I do and I love showing up online and I love talking, like I said earlier. So it's like, why would I wait to do the things that make me really happy? And I just think, and for like balancing all of it, I always say there's no balance. There's just getting shit done. And my school days were really, really crazy this semester, where I was taking really hard classes and had a lot going on with business, traveling every month, like, you know, just growing the business in general, adding on employees. It was madness. But it's like, you put everything in your calendar, you work till everything is done, you sleep your 6 to 8 hours, and you just keep going because you care so much. And I guess the times where I'd be really burnt out and I'd be like, I don't want to do this. I don't know anymore. I would remind myself that this isn't about me. It's about like the impact I'm making and the people I'm talking to every single day. It's about them and helping them reach their transformation as well. And so it's a mixture of lots of different motivations, but it boils down to making change, creating change in the world, and not waiting for your own happiness.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. And I love how you said, like, there's no balance, just getting shit done. Cause I would say that as well. And like, I always perceive it as well. It's like, I do find there's a space of harmony within it as well. You know, like I always like that word better than balance, because I felt like there, I don't really feel like you can have like, this is my work life and this is my this life.
Right.
And nope. I feel like it's like one of those like on a pedestal things that you're never going to reach anyway. Like you're always going to be disappointed in yourself when that's what you're striving for. But if you just like know what's important to you, and you, like you said, put it in your calendar and you just get it done, then
yeah.
And clearly you're an example of that. And I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And like every billionaire and just really successful entrepreneur always says there's no such thing as work-life balance. So I don't even know why we try and strive for that. Like, and I'm at this point where like now the semester is done and I just work full-time for myself now this summer. And I'm like, wow, I have so much free time. And so like I intertwine like life with work. So like maybe I get up and I do my daily ritual and I take a call, and then maybe I go get my nails done, and then I go back and do a live. Like it's always intertwining things and just getting everything done, literally. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, like Kylie Jenner, she's on planes like every other day. She's in and out of the office. She's launching new products. She's at photo shoots. Like there's no work-life balance. Like that's just a bunch of bullshit. So I love the use of harmony. I think that's perfect.
Mm. Yeah, I so agree. And I was just thinking, as you said that, like, where did that even come from? It probably came from the fact that the majority of the people on Earth, like in the Western world, like they live a 9-to-5 until if they make it to retirement, you know, and then they're just like, oh, cool. What do I do with my life? Wait, I have no money. Like,
what a nightmare.
Honestly. Like, and that was my biggest motivation when I was like growing up. I was like, that makes me want to throw up. Like looking at all of my friends' parents, none of them felt happy. You know, like when I was around them, I was like, that is not for me, man.
Yeah, seriously. It's actually interesting when I think about like when I wanted to work in fashion, because it's kind of a known thing that in fashion, you're working like long ass hours. Like you are working from like sunrise to sunset, and usually you have events to go to on the weekends. And I knew that was going to be my life. I knew that I was going to have a very work focused life. And I'm just glad that I get to do that for myself and on my own time.
Yeah. Classic Capricorn.
Yes.
My husband's a Capricorn, so I know all about it.
Love it. Yes, the best.
Yeah, honestly, I love Capricorns. But yeah, so
they're so driven.
I know, it's amazing. Do you know what your moon and like, are you like that far into astrology, like your moon and your rising sign?
Yeah. Oh, I know a lot about astrology. Okay. My rising is Gemini, which is why I like to be crazy and talk a lot. And my moon is Leo. So
Yeah.
A great mix.
Yes, it is a great mix.
A little bit of crazy. Lots of passion, lots of determination.
Do you know Human Design by any chance?
Yeah, I'm a manifesting generator.
Oh, awesome. I'm a manifester.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I love manifesting generators too. They just get it done.
We just get it done. I always tell people with like manifesting generators, I'm like, we just throw shit at the wall, but the shit we're throwing at the wall is only stuff we want to do. Like that's the perfect mix between manifester and generator.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to manifestation, I know that you talk about like a 4-step process, which I feel like to me, when I hear that, I'm just like, okay, this sounds tangible. This sounds like I can handle 4 steps. Do you mind sharing like a little bit more about that?
Oh, I'd love to. So the first step is just getting clarity. I always say like the universe can't give you things when like it can't give you the things you don't know you want. So it's like, just get clear. What do you want out of life? What are like the material things you want? You know, if you want a car, what color do you want? Get specific. If you, you know, want to get a spray tan, how often do you want to get spray tans? You know, just like get all the fun details down. How much money do you want to make? How do you want to feel? Getting clarity is the first step. And it's really, really important. And why I want everybody to get super detailed on it is like, Think about it like Amazon. You're not going on Amazon and just like ordering like a bikini. Like you're putting, you want a specific style, you want a specific color and size. You don't just wait to see what shows up at your door. And the universe is the exact same way. So you just need to ask for exactly what you want. That's the first step. The second step is what I call match the vibes. And so this is where you become like an energetic match for the things that you want. And here I really focus on the who are you being? What's the version of you that already has it? How does she feel? Like, what is her attitude like? How does she carry herself? How does she speak? What's her posture? You know, all those specific things. Like if you had the car, what, you know, who would you be? How would you act? What would you keep your car clean? That kind of thing. So it's focusing on being an energetic match. The third step I call tricking your brain. And this is where like the rewiring process really happens. So this is like working through the limiting beliefs. So you know, and like truly and deeply that you can have everything that you desire because you can. We live in an unlimited universe. Like everybody can get every single thing they want as long as they just own up to it and know that that's theirs and they know that they deserve it. And so tricking your brain is really the process of like doing your daily practice, doing your morning journaling, like journaling through your fears and limits and forgiving people and moving forward with love. And then taking action from that place. So this is the step where I also take the action because you're tricking your brain into getting rid of the bullshit and you're inviting in the new stories. And from the new stories is where you should take action. That's, I call it like the feeling space. It's like the feeling space of you already having it, that, you know, the acting as if. And then the third or fourth step is what I call lack of how. So in manifestation, we only need to worry about two things. It's the what and the why. What do you want and why do you want it? The universe takes care of the how, the where, the when, you know, the people involved. Luckily, we don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. And so the fourth step is just lack of how. It's detaching. It's keeping yourself busy, like I said earlier, so you're not worrying 24/7. It's letting the universe do its job while you take your action as well.
I love that. I don't think it could be summed up any more perfectly.
Yay, I'm glad. It makes it really simple and tangible because it's like, okay, figure out what you want. Who do you need to be to have that? What do you need to start telling yourself to know you can have it? And then like take your action and let the universe do the rest. I mean, it gets to be as simple as that. And I think in a really, really grounded way. Manifestation is just goal setting and achieving your goals. Like if for anybody I talk to, I live in Nebraska, super conservative state. People don't talk about spirituality that often. And if I'm explaining what my job is, I just explain it in terms of goal setting. You know, like you set a goal, you map out the action steps, you buckle up your seatbelt and you fucking do the work. Like it's just as easy as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like for me, the difference as well with goal setting is such an important part, which you said is letting the universe take care of the how, because I cannot tell you how many people get stuck in this space and it completely kind of like breaks down the whole process because we're focusing so much on trying to figure something out that isn't really any of our business anyway. Like our business is who we're being because the universe doesn't work on time. It doesn't work on your schedule. It works on alignment and that's it basically.
So yeah. And like everything is energy. So it's like the more you can get aligned with that version of you and the more you're taking action from that space, you can quantum leap and instantly manifest things. I do it all the time. Like literally we'll be like making smoothies and like a banana will be stuck on the blender and I'll be like, this is going to blend right now. And then it'll just like blend, you know, it's just all intention and getting yourself in like the space where you know that you get to have the things that you want and you become that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I, also one of the things you said was detaching, like we only need to know the what and the why. The other thing is the time, right? Like the when. And I find this one a really interesting one because, like detaching from the wind, because you hear a lot of mixed things around this. Like some people say, like, you definitely need a deadline for your goals. Like, especially when you're more in the goal setting kind of realm, they're like, set a deadline for your goals, make it non-negotiable, like all that kind of stuff. And then you also hear people that talk about like, well, it's not about the time because you can literally instantly manifest or you can, it can be like a year away if you're not getting into alignment with it. But like, what's kind of your take on that? Like, do you ever set time frames around goals that you want, or do you kind of have like a, this would be a nice time frame, but you're still open to when the universe gives it to you? Like, do you have kind of like a mindset around that?
Yeah. So whenever I set my goals or decide when I want to manifest, I actually manifest by the moon cycles. It's like one of my manifestation, rituals. And so on the new moon, that's when I set my intentions. And so I set the intention to receive that manifestation by the next new moon. So basically monthly goals, essentially. Mm-hmm. On a little bit of a time frame. And for me, it's like, okay, yeah, I want this money goal within this month. And like, that's great. And I do set it up in that way. But if I don't receive it, that's okay. I don't have any emotion attached to it. Although I only set the date, I guess, to kind of motivate myself to make sure I'm doing my work and to make sure like I'm checking in with my alignment. So if I set a goal to make like 20K in a month and I'm halfway through and I've only made $5,000, it's like, okay, I need to sit down and like, look at like, okay, where am I not being that person? Where am I not taking that action? And it just keeps me accountable. But I also am so detached from the timing. I'm like, I know it's going to come in divine timing. I'm not going to go broke, starve, die, be homeless, like without it. And just trusting that the universe like always has your back. Actually, one of my affirmations is the universe is rigged in my favor. So I kind of tell myself that. And I almost always hit all of my monthly goals just because I have that level of detachment. So I use the timing, but I also don't. It's a complicated thing.
No, I totally agree. And I love that you shared that because it's the same way when I set my goals as well. And I think you summed up perfectly. It's like us in our human form, it's like we set a deadline. So we kind of, we're not in a deadline, but like a kind of a time frame, I guess, hitting the mic, so that we know kind of, we can give ourselves something measurable to be like, okay, am I being in alignment? Like it's halfway through the month. Where am I at? Who am I being? How am I acting? And then, but also completely being unattached from the fact of whether or not it happens. Because if your goal is 20K months and you didn't hit 20K months this month, it doesn't mean it's not coming. It doesn't mean the universe hates you. It does not mean that you're like not made for this. It literally just means it's like on its way and it's like another opportunity for you to keep aligning yourself to that. So that's like,
yeah. It gives you good feedback too. Cause it's like, okay, if I set this goal and I like want a 20K month and we're into the next month and maybe I only did 15K, like that's where you get in your journal and you're like, okay, what part of me didn't think I could actually have it? Where was I not in alignment? Where was I being careless? Was I tracking my money? It just lets you know, it just gives you feedback and more work to be done and working on your limiting beliefs again. So I think it's almost like the most valuable thing is not hitting your goals and evaluating. And that's something I feel like a lot of people have missed. They don't hit their goals and then they get discouraged where I'm like, okay, well, like where the fuck's the work? Like let's get this done so we can actually hit the goal. Mm-hmm. And when you do hit the goal, I think it's just a really good sign that you are making those energetic boundaries and you have your energetic minimums and you're always raising the bar for yourself. And actually something I told my clients on our call today was like, always be moving your energetic bar up. Like always be asking yourself, like, how am I feeling right now? How can I like take that to the next level? If I'm feeling peaceful, how can I feel excited? If I feel excited, how can I feel like just consumed in love? Like just moving yourself up constantly. And I think just the higher you can vibe, the easier it is going to be to reach your goals. Kind of a side tangent, but it all makes sense.
Oh yeah. Makes total sense. I love it. It's amazing. So this has been such a fun conversation. Do you like just off the top of your head now, do you feel like there's anything else like based on what we've talked about today that the audience like needs to know about manifestation or like living an amazing life?
Yeah. I always like to add that everything is just a decision away. Like deciding is one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself. And like, even in terms of like science and quantum physics, the power of a decision is very, very important. And that would be a whole nother podcast episode to get into. So I won't get into specifics, but just decide and decide that the dream life you want to have can be yours and that you can be that person and just decide to drop all the bullshit. I think it's really important. And one thing that drives me a lot, like my whole mission is to empower women to manifest through decision. Like I want you guys to decide what the hell you want and go for it and don't accept anything less. And like, that's really the energy you need to approach manifestation and you can have anything you want.
I love that. I'm so glad you said that because it's like the most simple thing. And here's the thing, like, because I also know like, so my son's Libra, which they're known for being indecisive.
Oh, and yes.
So my chart's hilarious because it's like, well, I don't know if that's the right term, but anyway, I have like, I'm Libra sun, Libra moon and Cancer rising. I seem like such an emotional romantic.
But then, oh my God.
I know, but then my Mars is in Aries in my 10th house. So I have like the super fiery, like career aspect of myself. So I have like this massive polarity in my chart.
But, oh my God, amazing.
I know. So when it comes to like goals and business and career, like all those things, I feel like I can always make quick decisions and I'm always like there. But indecisiveness is something that I so struggled with. And even sometimes I find myself caught in that space. But for me, like one of the ways, I just feel like going on this tangent, whatever, is that I would notice that when I was at restaurants, I'd be like, I don't know what I want. What are you getting? Like, you know, getting the food.
And I'd be the like, worst.
And then the waiter would come and I'm like, shit, make a decision. And so I like did this thing like a year or so ago, I can't remember, but it was like, my thing was that I had to decide within 30 seconds what I was going to order and I couldn't change my mind. And
oh, I love that.
Yeah. And in human design, I'm also like a splenic manifester, which they know in the now. So it was like, well, technically I should just make a decision and trust whatever my first intuition is. And so it was so funny because when I did that, I'd like close my menu and I'd just like be watching everyone else make decisions. But I'd like, you know, I was training myself to be really like confident and just like, this is my decision.
Yeah.
And it helped me so much understand also the decisiveness around our goals. Because the thing is, if I order something at a restaurant one time, it doesn't mean I can't go back and order something else the next time.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And so many people make it about like, oh, but if I choose to follow, like call myself this kind of coach or that kind of coach, then I'll never be able to do the other thing. Or if I say I want to manifest that, I won't be able to manifest the next thing. But it's like, no, you're like, it's, you do one order now, you decide what you want and then you can place another order.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. I could talk about decision making all day. I just think it's so important because we waste so much energy when we are in that zone of indecision. Like I'm the kind of person who gets like really stressed about food too, and not so much ordering because I'm vegan and usually there's like one option. But when I'm like, really? Oh my God. I love it.
High five.
When I'm cooking at home, I'm like, I don't know what I want to eat. And it was draining so much my energy. I had to order like a meal delivery service, just to like preserve my energy, especially with like working full time and doing school full time. It's like, I don't have the energy to drain on food. So it's like, you have to be really, really hyper aware of where your energy is going at all times. And it just makes such a difference in your life, making decisions, baby.
Yeah. And, you'll know what I mean though, with like, when you're at like a non-vegan restaurant, it's usually one choice or whatever. But when you go to a vegan place, then it's like, oh no, my head's going to explode.
Oh my God. It's so overwhelming. Seriously. I was just in California last week. And yes, we went and it's so hard to decide. And I went, fuck you guys. Like, is this what normal people have to deal with all the time? Like, this sucks.
Oh my God. So funny. I know. I was like, all your stories. I'll go, oh my God. Cause I love LA. I'm like obsessed.
I love LA. So I'm actually moving there in January. I'm so excited.
My like one thing in the world. I'm like, why did my soul not choose to be born in America? I'm like, why?
Oh God, girl, you're lucky.
I know, but it's when like times and I'm like, I just want to go to Cali, and then visas are like, no, sorry. Like, try again.
Do you have to have a visa to come in the States?
So for me, I can stay for 1 year, 6 months being Canadian, but my husband's a New Zealander. So he can only stay 3 months at a time. And it's like, if they think we're like coming too often or whatever, they can decline his visa and he can never apply for a visa again. So it's like, we have to be quite careful. And because we're like staying in Canada right now as well. It's like, if we go to America and we want to fly back to Canada, we can't unless we have a flight out of all of Central and North America. It's like the rules are so weird. So anyway.
Oh my goodness. Well, leave him at home and you can come to LA with me sometime. You'll be safe.
Yeah. We're actually coming there in August. So I'm super excited.
Me too. When? We'll have to meet up if we're there at the same time.
We'll be there like mid to late August.
Okay. I don't have like specific dates picked yet, but we'll chat.
We'll chat. All right. Well, this has been amazing. This has been so much fun. Where can people get in your vibe and like follow you and learn all about your programs and your stuff you've got going on?
Yeah, come hang out with me on Instagram. I'm at the Michaela J. And my name is, I don't know, nobody ever knows how to spell Michaela, but I'm sure it'll be in the show notes.
Yes, so, it will be in the show notes.
Hang out there. Perfect. Come hang with me on Instagram. And I have my own podcast. It's on every podcasting platform. It's called the Mindset Magic and Manifestation Podcast. It is the bomb, I will say. And my website is just michaelaj.com.
Perfect. So amazing. And did I see you have a Facebook group as well?
Or no? I do, yeah. And it's the Mindset Magic and Manifestation Facebook group. Same thing as the podcast.
Perfect. Super easy. So yeah, that's all in the show notes. Please take a screenshot of the episode as well if you've got value from it. And make sure to tag Michaela and I on Instagram so we can celebrate with you. Tell us what you love the most. And to the audience, thank you so much for being here with us. I know you could be anywhere in the world, and I so appreciate you being here with us. And Michaela, thank you so much for your energy and your wisdom and all of your everything today.
Thanks. It was so fun. I loved chatting.
Yeah. All right. Well, goodbye and see you later to the listeners. Bye.